السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers. In this cold winter's night, in this type of weather, your coming for this majlis or zikr is a clear indication of your muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When a person has got love for someone or for something or for some project or for some kind of sport or for some kind of activity, then that love makes him oblivious of whatever the weather condition is, and whatever people are saying, they don't worry. It becomes immaterial to him what comments and what opinions people express about him. It is his passion, it is his love, so therefore he goes ahead. Look at what kind of embarrassment people have suffered in illicit love relationships. How much of difficulties and hardship and pain and suffering people have undergone. But just because of that love for some pretty face, the person endures all kinds of opposition and all kinds of embarrassment and all kinds of suffering. So if for worldly love a person is prepared to go through such kind of suffering and embarrassment and shame, then in the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in which there is nothing but respect, honor, dignity, why should a person then be so concerned about what people say? Whether like this you people are fools to leave your homes and go and sit in a program of zikr, that they will not say any such thing. When people will sit in freezing weather at the stadiums, snow can be falling, gale force wind can be blowing, and it can be a terrible experience, but the passion and the love of the game makes the person go, irrespective of what risks they are, what kind of problems the person could face whilst going and whilst returning. So it is all a question again of that love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that will make things very, very easy for us. We have to create that love. There is no other way. We have to create that love, develop it, nurture it, allow it to grow. And then it will reach a stage when it will become far more difficult to sin than to do good deeds. It will become very, very, very difficult to commit sins. The person will be in awe of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala is watching, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is aware of my actions, my deeds, and I am proclaiming my love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then how can I be disobeying? How can I be seen in the wrong places? Then his shame and haya will be what Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali said, فَإِنَّ حَقِيقَةَ الْحَيَا أَنَّ مَوْلَاكَ لَا يَرَاكَ حَيْثُ نَهَاكَ. That is the haqiqat of haya and shame, that your Mawla, your Allah, our Creator, our Sustainer, must not find us in those places where He is displeased with, the places that He has prohibited us from. Then Allah Ta'ala must not find us there, means we must not engage in those kind of sins or don't be in such places. But that will come when he's got the love of Allah Ta'ala and when he's got the real haya in his heart. This morning also I mentioned in an informal majlis, and yesterday or day before in the tarbiyah lesson, the girls at the madrasa, and it is appropriate that we repeat, because you were not present in that majlis. I said that this holiday time is the most difficult time when it comes to students and even people who get holidays. It becomes very difficult. They do not know what to do in the holidays. So we get two kinds of opinions. One will be that you must do nothing. You mustn't go anywhere. You must sit in the house. You must read the Quran Sharif, make tasbih, tilawat, zikr. Now obviously that every person will not be able to do. And the other balanced view would be that where that sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, ahtasibu fi nawmati kama ahtasibu fi qawmati. Oh, kama qal. He says that I have an expectation of great rewards. Sawab, how we say sawab and rewards. How Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions about fasting, standing in Laylatul Qadr, every place that in expectation of rewards from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So like that he says, in my sleep also, I have an expectation of reward from my Allah. Just I have an expectation in my qiyam at night when I stand for tahajjud salat, how I expect rewards in the same way I expect rewards in my sleep. So the question is that he is going to sleep, he will be fast asleep, then what kind of expectation of rewards? So that is where the solution to this holiday problem comes. That it is the niyat with which this person is sleeping. We know that a person does get tired after a certain period of time and activities, then the person gets tired, he requires a rest. So this resting time that he gets is for the purpose of revitalizing, rejuvenating as we call it, so that he may be ready again to continue with that activity and that work. That's why he has a rest. The person goes to sleep so that next day again he can go to work fresh. Every person's sleep overcomes the person. If a person does not get sleep, then we'll say it's a sickness. He must have it treated. And if it's going to last for a considerable period of time, then he'll get dehydrated and he can even go off his head. So important sleep is. Even our Akabir Mashayikh, they all say at least 6 hours of sleep. He mustn't just keep reading and reading. So that sleep is so that the person may get fresh. So now this person who is going to sleep and he is obeying Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and with this niyat he is going to sleep that tomorrow morning I will go to the business, I will have to earn halal livelihood for my wife, my children, and I am also supporting the parents, so I want to give my zakat, I want to give charities, I want to do good deeds, I want to make umrah, I want to make hajj, I want to buy some blankets for the poor and needy in this cold weather. Now whatever good niyats he's going to go and sleep with, now when he's going to sleep, then he's going to get reward, he's going to get sawab. So he says, just as I expect sawab in my tahajjud, in the same way I expect sawab in the sleep of mine. So like that we will say if a person is having a holiday with that niyat, then it is sawab. But then he can't be having a holiday with that niyat and going to the wrong places then. You can't have both things. That the person is saying that my niyat is very good, but now he's going to the wrong places. It means that if the person goes to the right places, he has a little bit of a break, there's nothing wrong. But it must not be in the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he is spending that vacation. So what I mentioned to them was that the mind, we had heard in our school days that the idle mind is the devil's workshop. When it's an idle mind, then it's a devil's workshop. So we have to keep that mind occupied. Don't leave it idle. When you're going to leave it idle, then the devil will make its place there. And the example that I gave, or an analogy, I said that if you are going past some warehouse, some shopping complex, then we normally find boards, shop to let, warehouse to let, factory to let, this to let, that to let, everything to let. One place, it was written to let. So somebody separated the to and the let and put in between one I. It was to let. So he wrote two and separated it and put one I in between. In any case, so the person will see those boards, too late, too late. Now does it mean that he can just go and occupy it? Or if there's a vacant house, there's a vacant home where there is nobody living, then he can't just go and occupy it. Of course, where there's no law and no legislation, and there's no order, then they can occupy anything. Occupy people's farms and occupy everything. But where there's some law and order, the person will have to make some investigation, he will have to apply, he will have to find out what is the rental, what is the lease, enter into some agreement, and then follow all the other procedures. Then only he can go and occupy it and open up his own business. But when it comes to this factory of the heart and mind, and this warehouse of the heart and mind, and this empty premises of the heart and mind, then Shaitan is not going to make a special application. Can I come into your heart? Can I come into your mind? What is the lease? What amount of time I can spend? And what will be the rental? Shaitan whispers from outside. He occupies it. Straight away he occupies it. The moment it is idle, he's going to occupy. There is nobody in the world that is just sitting and thinking of nothing. In the world, who is there that's sitting and is thinking of nothing at all? The pious one could be thinking of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He could be thinking of Jannat. He could be having the khawf and fear of the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He could be thinking of the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Madina Sharif, Rauza Yaqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, different things. Or the ordinary person like us, we could be even thinking of our businesses, our homes, our wife, our children, what we're going to do over the weekend and the wedding that's going to take place. Something or the other we will be thinking. So occupy the mind in whatever it is, as long as it is mubah and halal and permissible. But don't allow it to be idle, because that is when Shaitan will start whispering and coming in. But then be outside those premises. Many a times they have some security guards, so that if somebody just comes and tries to occupy it without proper procedures, then the security guard will chase the person out, or he will arrest the person. So like that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us zikrullah. That if Shaitan and nafs are trying to occupy this heart and mind and become dominant, then zikrullah is that security guard. It will chase it straight away, engage in zikrullah. So occupying the mind is the most important thing when it comes to these holidays. The person must be sharp, he must be alert, especially the one who wants Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his life. He wants sukoon in his life. He wants peace, tranquility, contentment, happiness. Then he has to occupy this mind. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us zikrullah. Anything that is there which distances the person from that nafs and shaitan, then he thinks of those things. We use our minds for fantasizing about so many haram. Use it for halal purposes. What we can imagine, what we can think of. What a mind Allah Ta'ala has given to us. The person can be sitting here and he can be in Madina Sharif with his imagination. He can be sitting here and he can be making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. He can be sitting here and he can be on the arsh of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Person is sitting here and is engaging himself in zikr, tilawat, ibadat and dua, then it is as if he is sitting on earth, but he is on the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. This person can picture himself in so many nice places. Then why use the imagination somewhere where it's going to bring nothing but disturbance to the tranquility of the heart, restlessness, and thereafter the person goes in the wrong direction. Because first it is the thought that will come in the mind, and then it will develop, it will nurture, it will grow, and then the thought will make the person make preparations for the haram that he is planning to go. So nip it there and then enjoy that peace and sukoon in the heart. It seems that we are not interested in that sukoon. If we are interested, then we won't go towards the thorns. Why must we go towards the thorns when we can get flowers? If on the one side there is a whole heap of thorns, and on the other side is a heap of flowers without thorns, then what must the sensible person do? We will say that person is mad, he's foolish, he's stupid that he's going towards the thorns. He knows it's going to cause him injury and pain. So let us go towards those flowers, those beautiful flowers. What fragrances Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us. There's a special fragrance in tilawat, there's a special fragrance in zikrullah, there's a special fragrance in talking cheerfully and happily with your wife, with your children. There's a special fragrance even in that. The person is talking nicely, cheerfully with his wife, there's ibadat. And there's a kind of a special fragrance in that. The person is respecting his parents, making the khidmat of his parents, there's a special fragrance. He is fulfilling the rights of his children, their education, their care, their needs, and their spiritual needs and their physical and material. There's a special fragrance in that. Assisting the poor, helping the needy, there's a special fragrance. In listening to waaz and nasiha, there's a special fragrance. In tabligh and da'wat, there's a special fragrance. So many different things, diverse things Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us, because he said, my bandas will get tired. Although this is the most beautiful thing, but still the person will get tired. You tell the person the Quran Sharif is the greatest ni'mat of Allah ta'ala on earth, so even if it is the greatest ni'mat, but after reading for 2-3 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, 20 hours, how much is he going to read? So look at the diverse kinds of ibadat and mundane activities of life also Allah ta'ala made it into ibadat. So that the person who is a banda of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he is all the time with Allah ta'ala. Dunya ke mashghalo mein bhi wo baqhuda rahe. Wo sab ke saath rehke bhi sab se juda rahe. In the mashghala and in the occupation of the dunyavi things and worldly things also is baqhuda. Is with Allah. That what does my Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala expect of me in this situation? Sab ke saath rehke bhi is with everybody. But sab se juda rahe. His heart remained with Allah Ta'ala. And these are not fairy tales and stories that it's impossible, you just can't achieve such a kind of life. It's there, but for everything we have to make a little bit of effort. So that was one thing about the occupying of the mind. Then I mentioned this morning about the winter's cold. I said in this winter time, now get all the world's superpowers and tell them to change the weather condition for us outside. Because there's World Cup in South Africa and you call yourself world power, so therefore now change the condition. It must not rain, it must not snow, there must be no cold, there must be no gale force wind, there must be no tremor, there must be nothing. And give us the assurance, give us the guarantee. Which power can give us that guarantee? Can anybody change it? Nobody can change the condition. Yes, within our homes we can put some heaters, we can wear some jerseys and jackets, things like that. So that is what we will do now when it's extremely cold. What else are we going to do? Those people who can afford, those who bichara can't afford, then it will be the duty of those who can afford to help them. But those who have, then that's what they are going to do. Put the heaters on, wear jackets, wear warm hats, wear gloves. We'll put on as much clothing as the weather condition. If it's extremely cold, then we'll put on more clothing. And if it's extremely hot, then we'll wear simple light cotton shirts or kurtas. So when it's extremely cold, this is what we are doing. We are increasing the clothing. We have warm vest and we have jacket, we have mufflers and we have everything else. So like that, when there is outside an avalanche of sins, gale force sins that are being committed. Wherever you go, nothing but a gale force, it's hitting you either from this side or that side, from left, right, center, forward, any side you look at, there's a gale force of sins, it's an avalanche. In the homes, outside the homes, in the bazaars, marketplace, everywhere, it is nothing but an invitation to sin. And this nudity and shamelessness, obscenity and behayai and besharmi of the extreme kind. So So what must the person do? I must put on more and more of the heaters of Zikrullah. Put on more and more of the heaters of Zikrullah, because that is what is going to warm the person's heart. It is going to keep it protected, like how those jackets and jerseys and mufflers keep the person protected from the winter cold. Like that, these majalis of zikr, majalis of tilawats, of Quran Sharif, of Zikrullah, of Ibadat, these type of occupation, it will keep the person away. It will protect him from the sinful environment, from that gale force, winds of sins. This will be now his protection. If there were just minor sins being committed here and there, then little bit of subhanallah, alhamdulillah might have been sufficient. But when there's a gale force, what are we going to do? And it's really, really cold, biting cold, and snowing too. And at that time, can we just say that just one cotton shirt is sufficient? I should give an example before, which I mentioned this morning too. That for extreme heat, we need fans, air conditioners and everything. Now we have the children that play around with that little bit of those little fans, one battery inside there, and it's a plastic fan. Then they put that on, then you've got to bring it very close to your face, then you feel a little bit of breeze. Now if the sins, or if the fire on the both sides, the person has even lit a fire on both sides, and fire in front of him too, extremely hot because of the fire. And then the weather also, it's midsummer and the temperature is running into the 50s. Now at that time, will that small fan say hello also? Will it say any, will it give any kind of breeze? Will it be sufficient to get some coolness? So like that, we have lit up so much of fires of sins around us. And especially at present, we know in our country that the fires of sins are rising high. The flames are rising high. Now at that time, if we are going to just say, well, this morning I read my Fajr Namaz, and then in the evening I did read three times Subhanallah. So will that be sufficient? So we have to increase this in accordance with what is happening outside. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us an understanding. I don't know what I was going to touch on tonight, but I always believe that whichever direction the mind Allah Ta'ala took was the best. So for the protection from these type of sins, we have, Allah Ta'ala has given us all these beautiful activities, as we say. But we have to run, we have to make firar ila Allah, and don't bother one bit what the next person is saying. In running away from sin, if somebody has to criticize, make a mockery, make a fool of the person, call him all kinds of names, then you must remember that he's coming close to Qiyamah, and the person who will be practicing on Deen and Sharia and Quran and Sunnah, he will be like the kid of a goat. The Hadith Sharif is mentioned like a kid of the goat. Now what does that mean, kid of the goat? It means like the kid of the goat. Even a little child will catch it and give one slap from this side. Then he'll catch it and give another slap from that side. Or some little child may even boot that kid of the goat. Somebody may pull its tail. Somebody may throw water on it. And somebody may spit on it. Whatever they can want to do, they will do because the little kid of the goat. Look at those places where they have kids of goats. Little children, how they trouble this. And if he's adult, then he can do anything he wishes to. So the analogy is this, that we are being told that the time will come that people will make a mockery, they will ridicule, they will tease, they will laugh, they will make a joke of the person that is practicing. At present, the person who talks anything against the World Cup, then is he given some kind of comfort or praises? In a family especially, or amongst the friends, those who are addicted, will they give him some kind of praises, or they'll make a fun of him and joke and laughter? So that person must think it's a sunnah of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. At least here we are not being stoned We are not being tortured. We are not being chained. We are not being tied to the trees and whipped. Stones are not being placed on our hot chest like it was placed on Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an. We are not ostracized for 3 solid years as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions were ostracized. We are not being taken out from our homes and said, now you have to make hijrat and go out from here, which is chasing you out of the country because you are not supporting us. Nothing like that. A few words are blown from their mouths. That's all. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to leave Makkah Sharif and he turned towards Makkah Sharif and said, oh Makkah, I dearly love you. If my people had not taken me out, I would not have left you. That was his condition. So why should we be so afraid? May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. Yaar rahe yaar ab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahun mujhko faqat tujhse ho mohabbat khalq se main bezaar rahun har dam zikr o fikr mein tere mast rahun sarshar rahun होश रहे ना मुझको किसी का तेरा मगर होशियार रहूं अब तो रहे बस तादा में आखिर विर्द ज़ुबा ए मेरे इला ला इलाह इल्लल्लाह ला इलाह इल्लल्लाह لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول اللہ تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول اللہ دونوں جہاں میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی جن و انس و حور و ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین کون و مقام لائق سجدہ تیرے سوا اے نور مبین کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و نامسیح. تو بھی مگر غفور پار ہے یا رب, بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ.
My friends don't understand Urdu, I have given the translation of meaning many times.
نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. My beloved Allah, نفس و شیطان, who are my declared enemies, they have ganged up against me. I could not have even fought one nafs. Now here nafs and shaitan, both have planned, they have schemed, they have plotted to destroy me. So who is there to help me, my Allah, besides you? Hey, mere maula, meri madad kar, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. I am asking for protection. There is no one to protect me and save. I have tried many times the strength of my own shoulders, but I have failed. اپنا بازو میں خوب آزما چکا ہوں. Now it is only your power of jazb that you pull us towards you and create the conditions of protection. Secure us from the attacks of this nafs and shaitan. I acknowledge, O my beloved Allah, that I am the worst in your creation. We must consider ourselves the worst. خلق میں مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں. There is nobody in your creation, my Allah, who is worse than myself. Which sin is there that I have not committed? But my beloved Allah, تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب. You are Ghaffar, you are most forgiving, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. Tu bhi magar Ghaffar hai ya Rab, baksh de mere saare gunah. Forgive all my sins, my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و نامسیح. تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب, بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ. تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب, بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ. تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب, بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ. اب تو رہے بس آدم آخر, ورد زباں اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ. ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. My beloved Allah, my Rahim, Kareem, Sattar, Affar, Allah, my most forgiving, most compassionate, most loving, most merciful, most tolerant, most beneficent Allah. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the stars in the skies, more than the raindrops that fall from the skies. Ya Rabbi Kareem, your mercy, your forgiveness is so vast, that just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away the sins of the entire mankind. Ya Rabbi Kareem, it is just your irada and it is sufficient. We are acknowledging every sin of ours, every weakness of ours, every shortcoming of ours. My beloved Allah, we don't know what kind of statements we have made which have been displeasing to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, what kind of actions we have engaged in which are displeasing to you. Day and night we have violated the laws of Sharia, Quran and Sunnah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, if there had been any other Allah besides you, none of us would have been survived. He would have destroyed us, my beloved Allah. It is just your kindness, your compassion, your love, your tolerance, that in spite of all our weaknesses, sins, vices, shortcomings and evils, you are still blessing us with so much bounty, so much ni'mats. Food to eat, water to drink, so many different ni'mats, my Allah. You are showering upon us day and night. You have blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech, with our heart, liver and lungs, kidneys and bladders all functioning, my Allah. Where can we find a merciful Allah like you? How generous you are! How kind you are, my Allah! How beloved you are to us! Ya Rabbi Kareem, how tolerant you are! How compassionate and merciful you are. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we are like those nadan little children who dirty themselves over and over again. And that mother goes on washing, washing and washing. She does not throw the baby away, she does not throw the child away. Ya Rabbi Kareem, you have put that mercy into their hearts. How much more merciful you are, my Allah. We are therefore turning towards you tonight after this majlis of zikr. We have extended our begging bowl before you, my Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, in this winter night, such cold weather, such a large crowd of young people, my Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, with the barakat of their zikrullah, with the barakat of their tears, with the barakat of their presence, because you love young people who grow up in ibadat, in zikr, in tilawat, in obedience to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, unki duaon ki barkat se hame bhi maaf kar de, maaf kar de. Hamare hal par bhi raham farma. Have mercy upon us. Open the floodgates of your forgiveness for us. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. My beloved Allah, forgive our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabiyya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless the entire mankind with hidayat. Make everybody worthy of entry into Jannat. Those who have become obstinate, made up their minds, they will never accept Islam and continue the oppression, tyranny and suppression. Then my beloved Allah, send the gale force winds against them. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Thamud. Assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Protect my beloved Allah, the Ummat of Nabiyya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اے رب کریم ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما، تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں، تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. By beloved Allah, we supposed to be the ummat of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But our actions, our deeds, our statements, our arrogance. My beloved Allah, unconcerned about Islam, about Sharia, about Quran and Sunnah. What kind of injury, pain must be causing to the sensitive heart of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much of his blood was shed for this Ummah. Hey Rabbi Kareem, how much of sacrifices he made. Day and night he spent in du'as for this Ummah. How much of tears of his wish. Hey Allah, we as the Ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are engaging in such kinds of sins and vices and evils, the shaitan also becomes ashamed. Haya, shame, modesty has left us. We are unconcerned, my beloved Allah, where we are, what we are doing. The newspapers are having a field day photographing of a Muslim ummah in all the wrong places. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed of the condition of his ummah, every week he is informed, my beloved Allah. In his time, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood, the nasara and the munafiqeen troubled him. We, the ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, are causing him such suffering. Aaj raat hame maaf kar de. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive the ummah. Bring us back on track. Bring us back on track. Bring us on sirat-e-mustaqim. Ab to raham kar le. Hey, Rabbi Kareem, we have gone too far. Ab to hame maaf protect us from the fitnas which are lashing at us from our right and left, from in front of us, behind us, and pouring from the satellites above us, onto the screens in our homes, in our factories, in our bazaars, in our marketplaces, on our grounds, everywhere else, my Allah. Teri na farmani ki ek had ho rahi. Let it not be, my Allah, heralding disasters for us. Ay Allah, protect us from your azab, from your ghazab, from your anger. When your anger is unleashed, no superpower of the world can protect. Ay Rabbe Kareem, apne azab se hame bacha le, puri ummat ko bacha le. Bless us all in good health, prosperity, happiness, contentment. Tawakkul, yaqeen, trust, marifat, muhabbat. عقیدت عظمت اے رب کریم اتنا قرب نصیب فرما لے. Bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Bless the ummah with the best of dunya and akhirah. Except all the works of deen that are taking place. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, home, life and time. اے رب کریم جتنے بھی دینی کام ہو رہے سب کو قبول فرما. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما. گشت تعلیم اجتماعات کو قبول فرما. مساجد مدارس خانقاہوں کو قبول فرما. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم all his life he made duas for us. Let us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Let the ummah with that goodness. From all the mischief, corruption, fitnas and especially that of the Dajjal that he asked for protection from, protect us and the ummah of Nabi صلی اللہ. اے رب کریم ایک دن مرنا ہے، آخر موت ہے. People are dying in stadiums, cinemas, theaters, discos, prostitute quarters, adultery, fornication, walking filth on the street. When the angel of death is destined to visit us, my Allah. Don't let him find us in any of the haram places. Hamari maut wa khatima madina tayyiba mein. The Rosa Mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with as-salatu wa s-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wa s-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa s-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. As-salatu wa s-salamu alayka ya rahmatan lil alameen. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا شفيع المسلمين. Let our souls depart. Let our bodies become patch of the earth of Jannat al-Baqi, the graveyard of Madina Sharif. Baqi, my Allah. There were the 10,000 Sahabas of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam lie buried. The wives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, children of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many awliya siddiqeen, ay Rabbi Kareem. We know we are not deserving, but we are begging of you. Huzur e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke sadqe mein hamari duaon ko qubool karna. You are well aware of the good wishes, desires, aspirations that is in the hearts of each and every individual who on this cold night, Allah, gathered here for your remembrance. Allah, fulfill the good wishes, desires, aspirations. You are well aware of the difficulties, hardship, pain, suffering, problems of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you. Ey Rabbe Kareem, apne fazal se, with your kindness, with your ihsan, with your favor, remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim, wa tub 'alayna, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.